Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Joe.
Good. We're excited to talk to you. I got to tell you, I'm disappointed, though. Man, I was hoping that you were going to show up wearing waders or you were going to be fishing off the back of the stage. I was waiting for that.
You know, I went fishing Tuesday night when I got here, and we caught our limit of walleyes in like an hour and 15 minutes. And so it was such good fishing, I had to go back Wednesday afternoon in between my production meeting and my show. So I've got some fishing in here since I've been home. Don't worry.
That's awesome.
I don't understand. You should just be – I mean, it's the draft, Joe. You made fishing famous during the draft. You should just be doing all of your hits from a boat.
I agree. I you should be my agent.
Joe, I've been trying since we were like, Joe, you got to do media. You knew this. We talked in the locker room after the game. I mean, we would get beat. The Browns would get beat, and they'd be like, you know where we can go to? We can talk to Joe because Joe's always going to be able to talk. So I've been trying since day one for you, my man.
I appreciate it, man. You've always been my biggest advocate, even better than my wife.
Don't tell her that.
No, she knows.
All right, so, hey,
she didn't watch the draft.
So she didn't watch last night?
Yeah, she was like, oh, so what'd you do last night? I'm like, oh, well, I was on stage with the commissioner, you know, introducing the draft for the city and the world. The first, like, big event with fans since the pandemic started. No big deal. And she was like, oh, great. I'm like, oh, we've definitely been married more than a decade. Because you don't care one bit about what I'm doing in my life. Just makes me get home. I need help with these kids.
You are officially in television. Congratulations.
Yeah.
It's official. Hey, yeah. What'd you think last night? What'd you think of the Browns? Let me start here, Joe, because you were right there in the action right in the beginning of it. How did we do as a city last night? And just the whole atmosphere last night, Joe, it was spectacular. I was behind you at one point. I was going to bang on the window at NFL Network, and then I'm like, I'm going to get thrown out of here even though I have a credential. But I saw you up on the stage last night. And I just yeah. – how was it last night? How was it for you?
It was awesome. Like, the energy in the city was unbelievable. Even the little rain shower that we had before the draft started didn't deter the excitement, and it was so cool, first of all, like seeing all the other different fans, and then seeing the enormous sea of Browns fans, seeing the First Energy Stadium behind. I mean, it was just such a cool atmosphere, especially when you're up on stage looking back out over the city and there's a little bit of fog hanging out over the city. It just reminded you of like a great November day at First Energy Stadium right along the shores of Lake Erie. It was great. It truly put Cleveland in such a great light and showed, I think, the world and the football community how much passion that this area has for pro football and for their Cleveland Browns.
Joe, you're walking out on stage with Jarvis and Bernie and the commissioner, Roger Goodell. There are some boos. I couldn't believe people were booing when you three walked out because of Roger being there. I thought, wait a minute, calm everybody down. And then they did when they introduced you guys. How cool of a moment was that for you guys?
That was awesome. Like, I love Bernie and I love Jarvis so much. And it really wasn't until that afternoon that I found out that those guys were going to be on stage with me. And it just made me so excited because I feel such a connection to the past Browns teams and the past great players like Bernie, and to stand up there and hear the respect for Bernie, hearing all those fans cheering Bernie, Bernie, when he was up there, you know, 20, 30 years after he's thrown his last football for the Browns. It kind of like brought everything together for me, and it helped me contextualize how great this fan base is, how much respect they have for the history of the program, how excited they are about the future, seeing Jarvis there to my right. And it just made me feel so much pride in my city in Cleveland, and then my team, the Browns.
Joe, you're working with some pretty heavy hitters at NFL Network now. I'm just curious, when they
talk
about
the
Browns.
Not like you guys as a fan, but
Well, that's you are with us. You're with the little hitters tonight, so we're excited about that. but when you're when those are they asking you questions like, hey, you know, just talking about Cleveland and talking about the team, just and the feeling you're getting from those guys about what's going on with the organization right now.
Oh yeah, yeah. All those guys, they're always trying to, you know, feel each other out. Especially being in Cleveland, they know that I've got a lot of connections with the team still, with the coaching staff and the players and the front office, and you know, they always want to keep their thumb on the pulse and find out, you know, how does everybody like the coach? How do they like the players? Do you like Baker? They like Jarvis? You think Odell's coming back? You know, they want the insider's perspective on the team, because the Browns, they had such a good season last year, and they're going to be one of the huge storylines when we start the NFL season here.
Joe, it was interesting. When you were drafted, you know, the Browns are picking high. You're taking third. Okay. We had 3, 4, 5 guys, you know, that you're thinking about. When you're drafting 26th, you have no idea. They draft a corner from Northwestern last night who, by all accounts, is a fine player, and I think the reaction was, hey, okay, that's great. It's a different world, Joe, and I don't know that we're all sure how to handle it yet, but I love the fact that they're just able to add talent to any of a variety of positions to help this team long-term.
Oh, we lost Joe. He'll be coming back here in a second. We'll pick him back up. He must be fishing. That's what's going on.
That wouldn't surprise
me. Got to be. You asked to – oh, there he is. Go ahead. Finish again, Jeff. Finish the question so we can hear you.
Joe, Joe's you with back. Us again?
I got you. I didn't pay my phone bill. Sorry.
Nice. That's all right. Talk to the commission. He'll take care of that for you. I talked about when you were drafted, you know, the Browns are so used to drafting high, we're looking at, you know, 3, 4, 5 guys that were even – it's going to be one of those guys. When you're drafting 26th, you have no idea. And so they draft a good young corner from Northwestern, and I think the general reaction was, hey, okay, great, why not? And we're kind of getting used to this, and I kind of like it, because Andrew Berry's able to just add talent to any of a number of areas of this team to make it better, and it's kind of refreshing.
Yeah, I think it was awesome, like, to finally just be able to sit for 2-3 hours and crack a couple beers and relax and watch the draft and just let things fall to us. It was something that was a little bit new, but it was refreshing. And I think when you get a guy at number 26, you're probably not going to be drafting one of the players that all the draft pinheads like me have been talking about for the last 2 months. You're going to get a guy that people have talked about a little bit, but you probably don't know enough about to be just over the moon excited. But I think as you dig deeper with Greg Newsome, you're going to find that he is going to become a fan favorite. I got a chance to talk with Coach Stefanski this morning in Berea, and he talked about how excited and impressed they were with his maturity and his technique and his ability to understand concepts and schemes. I mean, no surprise for a guy coming from Northwestern, but he thought he was going to fill in right away at that number 2 cornerback role. And he had a chance as his career wore on to even become potentially a guy who would follow the number 1 guy.
Joe, people are saying, what about Greedy here? What happens in that situation? And is he pushing him for a starting spot? Is there room for all 3 of those guys out on the field? How does that play out, you know, technically?
Well, Joe Woods is a defensive coordinator that likes playing a lot of dime, a lot of nickel. He likes putting a lot of defensive backs on the field, giving him schematic flexibility to send blitzes from different areas, but also to find the best matchups for his coverage to give Myles Garrett an opportunity to get to the quarterback. And so I think it makes sense to add to your secondary. And I know that Greedy's probably a little concerned, but having competition in that secondary, I think it's healthy, first of all. And second of all, it doesn't preclude them from all being on the field at the same time. So I think it's good to add a little competition. And it still means that Greedy can still have a huge role for the Browns. I don't think that means that all of a sudden he's going to sit on the bench.
Hey, Joe, can you explain linebacker in this defense for us? Because I'm not quite sure exactly what role a linebacker is going to play, because I think everybody's thinking, boy, they need linebackers. Do they or don't they?
Well, I think you're probably going to see a lot of 4-2-5, you know, with 2 linebackers on the field and the extra nickel or dime in the secondary, because that's where your best players are. And I think that's the benefit on defense that you don't have on offense. Like, if you don't have a left guard, you're kind of screwed. You can't play with 4 offensive linemen. But let's say you don't have a lot of great linebackers, you can easily play with 2 linebackers and just play with an extra safety a lot. And, you know, I think that's what this defense wants to do. I mean, you'd love to have 2 really fast, rangy linebackers that can play 3 downs and then have another safety who's versatile. who can come in there and kind of be that extra in-the-box guy if you need him, but he's also really good in coverage. So I think the Browns are in a really good situation right now where they still kind of need a linebacker, but because of the addition in the secondary, it's not as big of a need because they can just easily schematically favor more of those dime and nickel looks over more of your traditional like 4-3 looks.
Joe, can I ask you, I want to ask you an NFL rule change question real quick outside of the draft.
Ooh.
With guys being able to wear different numbers, like the only people I could, on defense especially, and I was trying to figure out who does that affect the most? I mean, quarterbacks looking into coverage, and then I would think, and then I was thinking offensive line as well. I don't know, just your thoughts on how they changed some of the jersey numbers, and so you could see guys on defense that are wearing lower numbers than you're used to seeing. I was wondering what your perspective was on that.
I don't think it's really going to have any impact. I think initially you might think, well, it's going to be harder to identify who the pass rushers are and stuff. But what we do during the week is we'll put a penny with a number on of all the guys that we identify as pass rushers, because that's how you break down your predictions. Usually it's, all right, who are the pass rushers this week? That's who we want to usually get our offensive linemen on. Who are the guys that are sort of your linebacker secondary elements? That's the guys we want to usually put our running backs on. And so when the beginning of the week comes out and the scouting report and the game plan comes out, you're memorizing numbers from the beginning of the week during practice because they're wearing that number during scout team. And so it really doesn't matter if it's 46 or 6. You've memorized that number by Friday, Saturday, Sunday anyway. And so I really don't think it's going to have any identification issues. I think maybe more in college when there's more guys. You know, you got 80-some guys that could play on a Saturday, and so you got so many numbers it's hard to keep track of who is who. But when you're only dressing 48 guys in the NFL and only probably 20 of them or 25 are playing defense, there's a much smaller amount of players that you have to memorize their number and memorize who they are to know where they are when they get on the field at the pro game.
Joe, real quick, I know you got 30 seconds. What do you want the Browns to do tonight? Second round, second and third.
Yeah, you know, I would love to see him add a linebacker. I'd love to see him maybe add a defensive lineman, but they're in just such a great position that they can just sit there and look at their board and take the best player available. And that might even mean, hey, let's draft an offensive lineman. If there's one of those really good offensive linemen that's available, we don't need any right now, but put him into our system, give him Bill Callahan for a few years, let him develop. And then it makes it easier when you have to have tough decisions on that offensive line. Like, all right, who are we going to keep? Who do we want to re-sign? If you've got that system in place that's churning out guys that you've been developing for a couple of years. So I would just take best player available.
Joe, thanks a million. We always appreciate you. Thanks for being a great ambassador for the city, too. Outstanding job last night.
Yes, sir.
Guys, thanks for having me on. It's been a pleasure being in Cleveland and being up on stage and hearing the commissioner get booed again.
All right, we'll see you on TV, and we'll hear you tonight on the Browns Radio Network. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.